This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. What is up, nerds? Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. Longer game today because we are going to be basically replaying the live game that I hosted on YouTube to, shoot, like 25 teams from around the country in Canada. Man, that was amazing to have so many people log into YouTube, watch my live stream, send in their answers the other night. That was great. Quick shout out to those teams before we get going. The Minnesota Snow Dogs, Jolly Texans, Dork Natos, Eight Hands, Sam's Aunt plus the PhDs, we don't remember our team name, the Clementines, First Date, Kinda Nervous, In-Laws and Outlaws, Someone Jarted, Legend Wait For It Dairy, Orange Lazarus Brain Freeze, In the End, Slightly Above Average, Miss Kelly's Wandering Whippersnappers, Prickly Pear, The Friendly Canadians, The Hash Slinging Slanders, Incredible Thoughts, Worcestershire Hyperbole, Definitely Not ChatGPT, In the Kazoo, Arizona Backwards is Still Arizona, Our Drinking Team Has a Quiz Problem, and Simply the Best. That's almost too many teams to list. I might have to stop doing this. Maybe going forward, I will only announce the new teams and the winners. But anyway, those were our 25 teams that played the other night. It was so great to have them all there. Anyway, here is the game that we all played together. I'm going to play on this podcast 5 of the 6 rounds that we played. One of them's a little bit too much of a visual round, so we're just going to do 5 of the 6 rounds we played. Those rounds are List 'em, Short Answer Chain, The Alphabet, that's a new one, Short Answer Chain Rhymes, also a new one, and Acrostics. So yeah, buckle in, this is going to be a good one. All right, starting off, round number 1, List 'em. Make sure you have your pause button ready on this one. The way List 'em works is I actually have 3 lists. Okay, I have 3 lists. You need to identify one of those lists and then identify 5 correct answers. To identify those 5 correct answers, you can make 7 guesses in any order. You'll be awarded 2 points for each correct answer. Again, normally I present 2 lists, but today I presented 3 because, you know what? With March Madness, I wanted to kind of get a little festive with the March Madness. So I put in list 1, identify 5 of the 6 schools with the most NCAA D1 men's basketball titles. List 2 would be identify 5 of the 8 schools with the most NCAA D1 women's basketball titles. And for list 3, maybe you don't care for basketball. Well, list 3 has nothing to do with basketball. For list 3, you can identify the top 5 best-selling McDonald's menu items ever. That's according to a 2024 article by Reader's Digest. Let me go over these 3 lists again, because again, you only have to pick one. The first list would be to identify 5 of the 6 schools with the most NCAA D1 men's basketball titles. List 2 would be to identify 5 of the 8 schools with the most NCAA D1 women's basketball titles. Or list 3, identify the top 5 best-selling McDonald's menu items ever. Again, choose one of those lists, commit to that list, and try to guess what the top answers would be. You have 7 guesses you can make in any order. You get 2 points for each correct answer. So you might want to hit the pause button now. Hit that pause button, because I'm going to reveal the answers. All right, list number 1. The schools with the most NCAA men's basketball titles. Again, you're trying to identify 5 of these 6. Okay, tied for 4th place with 5 titles each. Duke, UConn, and Indiana. In 3rd place, North Carolina with 6 titles. In 2nd place, Kentucky with 8 titles. And in 1st place, UCLA with 11 titles. So any of those 6, UCLA, Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, UConn, or Indiana, 2 points for any of those schools that you correctly identified. All right, list number 2. the schools with the most NCAA women's titles. All right, tied for fifth place with two titles each. Louisiana Tech, Notre Dame, South Carolina, and USC. Tied for third place with three titles each. Baylor and Stanford. Second place with eight titles. Tennessee. And in first place with 11 titles, UConn. So yeah, for women's basketball in any order, UConn, Tennessee, Baylor, Stanford, Louisiana Tech, Notre Dame, South Carolina, and USC. All right, finally, list three, the best-selling McDonald's menu items of all time. All right, number five, the Egg McMuffin. Number four, the Happy Meal. Number three, I was a little bit surprised by this one, Snack Wraps. Number two, the Big Mac. And number one, French fries. If you guessed the baked apple pie or apple slices, McNuggets or the chicken selects, the premium salads, the double cheeseburger, the McGriddle, those were in the top 10, but not quite the top five. The top five, French fries, the Big Mac, Snack Wraps, Happy Meal, and the Egg McMuffin. Again, Snack Wraps really threw me off on that one. I would have for sure guessed like chicken nuggets or something. All right, that was round number one. List them. Coming up, we got round number two, Short Answer Chain. All right, round number two, Short Answer Chain. This next round contains 10 short answer items which partially connect to the items immediately preceding and or immediately following, hence the chain. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. All right, item number one. The Jordan River is the main tributary for this salty lake. Item number two. The fictional Welton Academy was the setting for this 1989 film. Item 3. President Johnson promoted this series of legislation, policies, and programs with the goal of combating poverty, inequality, and crime, as well as conserving the environment. Item number 4. Located west of the Wasatch Range, this body of water also has a Jordan River which flows into it. Item number 5. This former news anchor gained national attention for her support of Donald Trump and for narrowly losing to Katie Hobbs in Arizona's 2022 gubernatorial election. Item number 6. In 1998, Sammy Sosa dedicated each of his 66 home runs to this broadcaster. Item number 7. Gary Oldman surprised moviegoers with his portrayal of this president in 2023. Item 8. Andrew Nichols stated of his 1998 film starring Jim Carrey, "You know you've made it when you have a disease named after you." Which film is Nichols referring to? Item number 9. Airing from 1999 to 2002, this show recently made headlines regarding allegations revealed in the 2024 documentary series, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And item number 10. This actress found her breakout role as Karen Smith in 2004's Mean Girls. All right, pause now if you need more time. I will be going over those answers. All right, item number 1. The Jordan River is the main tributary for this salty lake. Yeah, it's technically a lake, not a sea. I am referring to the Dead Sea. Item number two. The fictional Welton Academy was the setting for this 1989 film. That would be the Dead Poets Society. All right, number three. President Johnson promoted this series of legislation, policies, and programs with the goal of combating poverty, inequality, and crime, as well as conserving the environment. Yeah, I am talking about the Great Society. Great Society connecting with Dead Poets Society. Dead Poets Society connecting with Dead Sea. All right, number four. Located west of the Wasatch Range, this body of water also has a Jordan River, which flows into it. Yeah, you learn something new every day. The Great Salt Lake also has a Jordan River, which flows into it. That Jordan River named after the previous Jordan River. But yeah, Great Salt Lake connecting to Great Society. All right, number five. This former news anchor gained national attention for her support of Donald Trump and for narrowly losing to Katie Hobbs in Arizona's 2022 gubernatorial election. All right, that is Kerry Lake connecting with Great Salt Lake. All right, number six. In 1998, Sammy Sosa dedicated each of his 66 home runs to this broadcaster. Yeah, that would be Harry Carey, who had recently died. Harry Carey connecting with Kerry Lake. All right, number seven, Gary Oldman surprised moviegoers with his portrayal of this president in 2023. Yeah, that was in Oppenheimer. I watched the entire movie without realizing that that was Gary Oldman. Not that he was this huge character, but yeah, Harry S. Truman would be the president. Quite the transformation. Anyway, Harry S. Truman connecting with Harry Carey. All right, number eight, Andrew Nichols stated of his 1998 film starring Jim Carrey, "You know you've made it when you have a disease named after you." Oh, well, which film is Nichols referring to? Yeah, that would be The Truman Show. The Truman Show connecting with Harry S. Truman. Item number nine. Airing from 1999 to 2002, this show recently made headlines regarding allegations revealed in the 2024 documentary series Quiet on Set: The Dark Side of Kids TV. Yeah, that sounds like a creepy documentary series. Anyway, the show I am referring to, several shows were in that documentary. The show I'm referring to, The Amanda Show. The Amanda Show connecting with The Truman Show. And number 10, this actress found her breakout role as Karen Smith in 2004's Mean Girls. Yeah, that would be Amanda Seyfried. Amanda Seyfried connecting with The Amanda Show. So that was round number two, short answer chain. Coming up, I got a new one for you. Round number three, the alphabet. Round number three, the alphabet. Yeah, I've never done this one before. It just came to me while I was preparing for this game, and I was like, let's give it a try. It doesn't really fit with my normal format, but let's give it a try. I hope it translates well to the podcast. I'm actually very interested. I know that people playing live enjoyed it, but I could see this being one that's a little bit harder to play without a piece of paper writing stuff down. So, Spotify listeners, there's a poll for this episode. Please specifically let me know, how did you feel about round number three, the alphabet? Anyway, the way the alphabet works is I have 15, not 10, I have 15 short answer items, of which the first letters from every word make up the entire alphabet, A to Z. So the answers to each of these items will be between 1 to 3 words each, and the first letter of each of these words counts towards the alphabet, A to Z. So here's like an example. Let's say number one was Antonio Brown, AB. And then number two was Colorado, C. And then three could be Dale Earnhardt, DE. Four could be Forrest Gump, FG. And so on. So AB, C, DE, FG. We're going to do that all the way to letter Z in just 15 items. Again, each item between 1 to 3 words long. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. All right, item number one. Bluey first appeared on this network in 2018. Number two, this could also be referred to as a cul-de-sac. Item three, these feature a small number of people and are used in market research. Number four, this 90s TV series features three kids, Bradley, Randall, and Marcus. Number five, this late night talk show has aired on ABC since 2003. Number six, the eastern portion of this country borders Thailand, while the western portion borders Indonesia and Brunei on the island of Borneo. Number seven, this city features Jackson Square, named for General Andrew Jackson. Number eight, this is Portugal's second most populous city. Number nine, in 1983, this band achieved success covering a song with a lot of noise, spelt N-O-I-Z-E. Number 10, this medical term also the name of a 1999 single by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right, number 11, the entirety of Northern Ireland is located within this historic Irish province. Number 12, this conflict, which took place from 1955 to 1975, traces its origins to French colonial rule. All right, number 13, this 2002 film featured an extreme sports athlete recruited as a spy for the National Security Agency. All right, number 14, this song features the lyric, "Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be." And number 15, the headquarters for FIFA is located in this city. All right, pause now if you need more time. I'll be going over those again, all 15 of them, but then I'm going to reveal the answers. All right, number one, Bluey first appeared on this network in 2018. All right, you got to be specific with this one. That would be the Australian Broadcast Corporation. So if in your mind you just said ABC and you were thinking like the American ABC, that doesn't count. You had to be thinking Australian ABC. If you knew that the A stood for Australia, I'll count it. The Australian Broadcast Corporation. All right, number two. This could also be referred to as a cul-de-sac. All right, I could see why you might want to put circle. If you didn't know that number one was ABC, I could see why you might want to put circle. A circle is technically different. In either way, circle doesn't fit. The correct answer, dead end. So we had ABC, now DE. All right, number three. These feature a small number of people and are used in market research. A focus group. FG. All right, number four. This 90s TV series features three kids, Bradley, Randall, and Marcus. I was a little mean there. Technically, those are their names. But in the show, they were always referred to by Brad, Randy, and Mark. So those are the kids from Home Improvement. So HI. All right, number five. This late night talk show has aired on ABC since 2003. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel Live. JKL. All right, number six. The eastern portion of this country borders Thailand, while the western portion borders Indonesia and Brunei on the island of Borneo. Yeah, that would be Malaysia. So there's your M. All right, number seven. This city features Jackson Square, named for General Andrew Jackson. New Orleans, N-O. All right, number eight. This is Portugal's second most populous city. Porto. There's your P. All right, number nine. In 1983, this band achieved success covering a song with a lot of noise. That's N-O-I-Z-E. Yeah, that song, Come On Feel the Noise. The band, Quiet Riot. Q-R. All right, number 10. This medical term is also the name of a 1999 single by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That would be scar tissue. S-T. All right, number 11. The entirety of Northern Ireland is located within this historic Irish province. That's Ulster with a U. All right, number 12. This conflict, which took place from 1955 to 1975, traces its origins to French colonial rule. All right, I am talking about the Vietnam War, VW. All right, number 13. This 2002 film featured an extreme sports athlete recruited as a spy for the National Security Agency, the NSA. Yeah, that film... Out loud, you would refer to it as Triple X, but the title of the film was just XXX, like a lowercase x, an uppercase x, followed by another lowercase x. Vin Diesel movie. So that's your X. All right, number 14, this song features the lyric, Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. All right, there's your Y, that is Yesterday by the Beatles. And number 15, the headquarters for FIFA. They're located in this city. All right, you know it starts with a Z. We are talking about Zurich. Zurich, the city in Switzerland. There is your Z. So there we did it, all the way A to Z. A long round for the Pub Trivia Group. Let me know how you liked it. Spotify listeners, please let me know how you liked it. Please answer the poll. You don't have to worry about hurting my feelings. I taught middle school for 10 years, so I don't have feelings. Anyway, that was round number three, the alphabet. Coming up, I got round number four, short answer chain, rhymes. So this next round contains 10 short answer items, which partially connect to the items immediately preceding and or immediately following. But rather than partially sharing their name, they're going to each have a word that rhymes with one of the words in the item immediately preceding and or immediately following. So I'll give you an example. So like item number one could be Super Mario, and item number two could be Stormtrooper, because trooper rhymes with super. And then item number three could be Norm McDonald, because Norm rhymes with storm. And then item number four would have to be something that rhymed with McDonald. So, yeah. Hope that you like this one. I'm not going to have a Spotify poll for this one because I can only have one poll, but you can feel free to reach out on email or social media if you want to tell me how the short answer chain rhyming edition was. Anyway, let's get playing. Item number one, debuting in 1966, this game features 24 large circles, which are either red, yellow, green, or blue. All right, number two. Debuting in 1990 as the title character of a television series, this character of few words is known for wearing brown tweed, a red tie, and a calculator watch. All right, number three. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively met on the set of this 2011 critically and commercially disappointing film. Number four, Cape Town is the capital and largest city of this South African province. All right, number five, one of these typically involves a small group of participants within a confined area tasked with solving riddles, puzzles, etc. All right, number six, this media franchise originated in 1996 on the Sega Saturn. A film adaptation was released in 2001, followed by its 2003 sequel, The Cradle of Life, as well as a 2018 reboot. Number 7. This California-based grocery chain was purchased by Aldi founder Theo Ulbricht in 1979. All right, number eight. Born in Cincinnati in 1941, this three-time champion and 17-time All-Star was controversially named to his league's All-Century team in 1999. Number nine. Several members of this 2006 star-studded voice cast have since passed away, including Robin Williams, Brittany Murphy, and Steve Irwin. And item number 10, this Goosebumps antagonist has a phrase written on a card, which is usually found within his jacket pocket. The phrase states, Karu Mari Odana Loma Molanu Karano. All right, pause now if you need more time. We'll go over those again, but then we'll give you the answers. Number one, debuting in 1966, this game features 24 large circles, which are either red, yellow, green, or blue. This kind of has some Minnesota ties to it. Very cool. That game, Twister. All right, number two. Debuting in 1990 as the title character of a television series, this character of few words is known for wearing brown tweed, a red tie, and a calculator watch. Mr. Bean. Mr. rhyming with Twister. All right, number three. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively met on the set of this 2011 critically and commercially disappointing film. Yeah, that is Green Lantern. Green rhyming with Bean. All right, number four. Cape Town is the capital and largest city of this South African province. Western Cape. Western rhyming with lantern. All right, number five. One of these typically involves a small group of participants within a confined area tasked with solving riddles, puzzles, etc. Yeah, that would be an escape room. Escape rhyming with cape. Number 6, this media franchise originated in 1996 on the Sega Saturn. A film adaptation was released in 2001, followed by its 2003 sequel, The Cradle of Life, as well as a 2018 reboot. Yeah, that's Tomb Raider. Tomb, rhyming with room. All right, number 7, this California-based grocery chain was purchased by Aldi founder Theo Albrecht in 1979. All right, that would be Trader Joe's. Trader, rhyming with Raider. All right, number 8, born in Cincinnati in 1941, this 3-time champion and 17-time All-Star was controversially named to his league's All-Century team in 1999. All right, that's Pete Rose. Rose, rhyming with Joe's. All right, number 9, several members of this 2006 star-studded voice cast have since passed away, including Robin Williams, Brittany Murphy, and Steve Irwin. That would be Happy Feet. Feet, rhyming with Pete. And number 10, this Goosebumps antagonist has a phrase written on a card which is usually found within his jacket pocket. The phrase states, Karu Mari Odana Loma Milanu Carano. Yeah, that phrase brings Slappy. Slappy the ventriloquist dummy. That brings him to life. Gosh, he was freaky back in the day. Literally gave me nightmares. Don't get me wrong, I love those books. But Slappy was terrifying. At least when I was in second grade. I haven't gone back and watched. I imagine he's still freaking second graders out. All right, anyway, that was round number 4. Short answer chain, rhymes. I got one more for you. Round number 5, acrostics. All right, our 5th and final round, acrostics. All right, I got 10 items. Together, the first letter from each item will spell out a 10-letter word. I'm going to give you a clue for that 10-letter word. So George W. Bush and Barack Obama both delivered eulogies at this person's funeral. All right, that's your clue for the acrostic. Here are the items. Again, the first letter from each of these answers will spell out that person's name, like an acrostic poem. All right, number 1, originally created for Archie Comics, these characters were portrayed by Rachel Lee Cook, Tara Reid, and Rosario Dawson in 2001. Prior to the film, the characters were also in a Hanna-Barbera produced show. All right, number 2, this school just defeated Kentucky as 14 seed in its 4th ever appearance in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. All right, item number 3. With access to the North Sea via the Elbe River, this German city is one of Europe's largest ports. All right, item number 4. This Canadian artist won the 2002 Grammy for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance with her single, I'm Like a Bird. All right, number 5. Born in 1959, this man has portrayed several historical figures, including William Wallace and John Smith. All right, number 6. Construction on this landmark began in 1857. Today, the landmark features several attractions, including the Hallett Nature Sanctuary and the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis Reservoir. All right, number 7. This 2017 film by Pixar contained the song Remember Me that won the Oscar for Best Original Song. All right, number 8. Having originally taken office at the age of 29, this lawmaker is the youngest woman to ever serve in the United States Congress. All right, number 9. Alive from 1724 to 1804, this influential philosopher is known for his groundbreaking work in metaphysics and ethics, famously proposing the categorical imperative as a moral principle. And number 10. In 2015-16, this tennis player became the only man to hold all 4 Grand Slam titles at the same time across 3 different surfaces. All right, like we've been doing, pause now if you need more time. We're going to go over those answers. Again, the acrostic, the clue for the acrostic, George W. Bush and Barack Obama both delivered eulogies at this person's funeral. Okay, item number 1. Originally created for Archie Comics, these characters were portrayed by Rachel Lee Cook, Tara Reid, and Rosario Dawson in 2001. Prior to the film, the characters were also in a Hanna-Barbera-produced show. All right, item number 1 would be Josie and the Pussycats. So, J. Item number 2. This school just defeated Kentucky as a 14 seed in its 4th ever appearance in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. That is Oakland University. So, J-O. All right, number 3. With access to the North Sea via the Elbe River, this German city is one of Europe's largest ports. That would be Hamburg, J-O-H. All right, number 4, this Canadian artist won the 2002 Grammy for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance with her single, I'm Like a Bird. All right, Nelly Furtado with an N. J-O-H-N. All right, number 5. Born in 1959, this man portrayed several historical figures, including William Wallace and John Smith. All right, that's Mel Gibson with an M. All right, number 6. Construction on this landmark began in 1857. Today, the landmark features several attractions, including the Hallett Nature Sanctuary and the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis Reservoir. All right, that's Central Park with a C. All right, number 7, this 2017 film by Pixar contained the song Remember Me that won the Oscar for Best Original Song. All right, that is Coco, also with a C. All right, number 8, having originally taken office at the age of 29, this lawmaker is the youngest woman to ever serve in the United States Congress. Yes, that would be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC. Number 9, alive from 1724 to 1804, this influential philosopher is known for his groundbreaking work in metaphysics and ethics, famously proposing the categorical imperative as a moral principle. Yeah, I'm a history teacher. I remember learning about him in college. I would have gotten this one wrong. But a fair amount of people on Live Game got it right. They held on to the random stuff that they learned in college. Anyway, that is Immanuel Kant with an I. So now we're at J-O-H-N-M-C-C-A-I. All right, number 10. In 2015-16, this tennis player became the only man to hold all 4 Grand Slam titles at the same time across 3 different surfaces. We're talking about Novak Djokovic with an N. The acrostic, John McCain, had both George W. Bush and Barack Obama deliver eulogies at his funeral. All right, that was round number 5. acrostics. That's all I got for today. Thank you so much for playing. My next live game, if this is something you'd like to play live, the next live game, it is a little bit different when you're kind of seeing the visual. You get to see the visual rather than just listen to me kind of paint you a word picture. Anyway, the next live game, April 26th, live on YouTube. That's a Friday. That's at 8 p.m. Central. Again, it's good times. You can find me on Facebook. That's usually the easiest way to get the link to play the live game, but you could reach out over email as well. And yeah, if you haven't already, please leave me a 5-star rating on either Spotify or Apple, or both. Those go a really long way into helping others find this podcast, you know, because of the algorithms. The more the show grows, the more I will push out content. So what you could do to help that is just leaving that 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple. That would be great. I appreciate you for that. Anyway, that's all I have for today. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.